Senator Curtis King is on the line. Okay. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you today?
We're doing great. Senator Dave Edel here, Lance Tormey, and Brian, glad to have some time with you this morning. We are doing our regular check-in with you and your fellow electeds over there as you fight the good fight. So I guess we're curious just for a generalized impression, your take on Ferguson's first few days in office and what the mood is like over in Olympia.
Well, I can tell you that the first few days, in my opinion, have been very, very good from the Ferguson standpoint. I think his swearing in speech last Wednesday was just really a very good speech. I would tell you most of the Republicans were sitting, if not all of the Republicans were sitting as you faced him on the left side of the House chambers, and most of the Democrats were on the right side. And I would tell you that during that speech, the Republicans had to get up off their duffs and clap. I bet we did that 12 times during his speech. And the Democrats were sitting over there not moving at all. They were sitting on their hands because they didn't like what he had to say.
Yeah, it was quite a surprise, wasn't it? I mean, I don't know how I've sat over here and thought, oh man, this could even be worse than what we had, just given his activism with the legal attacks against the president and all that. So I would say it's got to be at least at this point, a real pleasant surprise, doesn't it?
It was a very much so. I would tell you, I have a friend that's a lobbyist here that has known him for years, back when this friend was at WSU and he was at the U of Dub. The governor was at the U of Dub. He said the speech that you heard today is the Ferguson that I know. And that was encouraging. And I would tell you that next day, my legislative assistant and I had a time set up to meet with the governor, the new governor, on Thursday afternoon. We had a basket of apples that Kershaw Fruit and Super Fresh Growers had given us a bunch of apples, which is my tradition on opening day. But we had to wait till he was sworn in to give him his apples. And we both went into his office. There was not a thing in the office except the furniture. He had not moved a thing in. He was standing there. He greeted us warmly. We gave him the apples. He seemed very pleased. We were the first two people to greet him as governor in his office. I was
outstanding.
I was very pleased with that.
Senator,
and then we sat and talked for 10 minutes about a variety of things.
I remain skeptical. How about you?
At this point, I am willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. I really am. The things that I've seen him do and the things that he's had to say gives me hope. After that speech that we heard on Wednesday, I walked out of there thinking, well, if he follows through on half the things that he says he was going to do, he could bring us together as a state. That's how I came away from there. So
it just seems like our new attorney general is doing his dirty work now.
Well, and that could very well be a little disappointed in that aspect of it. But up until, you know, something changes, I'm going to give the governor the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to do what I can to work with him where he would allow me to if it fits within my beliefs and what I'm elected here for.
Right on.
But we'll see. But it was very encouraging. It really was. And
good.
Just to give you a hint of how unhappy the Democrats were, I think sometime last week the House Majority Leader informed the governor that his people were no longer allowed to come into the wings on the House floor without prior agreement that they would let him in. He was allowed to come, of course, but his staff was no longer allowed just to come over and be on in the wings without without their approval.
Little flexing there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going, okay, well, guess what? You know, I think I think the House Republicans sent him a note saying you can come over to our side anytime you
want. Come on down, yeah. Instead of a D after his name, maybe he's got a W for Washington. That would be so refreshing and so interesting.
It really, yes, I agree. So we'll see, but it was very encouraging. He followed through with that theme at a reception. I know that our minority leader in both the House and the Senate met with him, I think, just right after I did. And John Braun, our minority leader in the Senate, brought him a some political memorabilia, because he apparently collects that. And he referenced that in a little talk that he gave at his reception Thursday night. Both the basket of apples and that gift from Mr. Senator Braun. So, you know, I mean, it's going to be interesting, but we'll see how it all plays. We got a long way to go, and believe me, there's enough bills around here to make us upset as it is.
Yeah.
But that was an encouraging part of the start of session.
Excellent. So. Well, okay. So, do we get to have any input from the common sense of Eastern Washington on the budget? Are we going to are good ideas going to be heard and or considered, or how does the budget thing look right now?
Well, I don't deal with the operating budget, but I would say I know the chair of Ways and Means, Senator Robinson. She is, in my opinion, a lady that would work with Senator Gildon, who is our ranking on Ways and Means. I think they will work together. I honestly don't, at this point, I don't know, but I know they have in the past. I don't know of any reason why that wouldn't be the case this year. I'm hoping that that at least we have some input as to where and how things are done. The other part of what Governor Ferguson had to say was the week before session started, there was an AP forum that we go to, and the Four Corners of Transportation. I came over that Thursday before session, and we met with the Associated Press and all of the news people. Well, apparently Governor Ferguson came in right behind us. And when he sat down, one of his first comments were, we have a budget shortfall in this state, but I can tell you right now, we are not going to fill that shortfall by raising taxes or creating new ones.
Another standing ovation.
Yeah.
No, I mean, and I truly believe he meant it.
Yeah.
And,
he didn't
so
add.
I was going to say. No, I think that will give us, that will give June, I shouldn't say June, Senator Robinson and Senator Gildon an opportunity to really work together to try and resolve some of these conflicts without just saying, oh, we need a wealth tax like our former governor did. Give me a break.
No kidding. Well, he didn't say also that we're going to take all the money from transportation and just build one-lane highways from now on in order to fill the gap, right? What's the look for transportation? That's still your thing, right?
It is my thing. It's bleak, to be honest with you. We believe we're probably $1 billion short in this coming biennium of having enough money to do the things that we want to do, but we are working diligently, and I work really well with the chair of transportation, Senator Leas. We don't always agree, but we talk. Just to show you, we have dinner every Monday night together just to talk about a variety of things, but usually we end up talking about transportation. We're trying to figure out how to do it. I'm trying to figure out how to do it without trying to increase fees and taxes and all of that, and look at the realities of life and what we actually need to do versus all the things that some people want to do. So it's going to be a challenge, but we're working diligently to get there. So
outstanding. Lance, anything else for the good senator?
We're good.
Curtis, thank you very much. Senator King, we always appreciate your time.
Pleasure's always mine. I appreciate the opportunity, gentlemen. Thank you.
And Senator, your assistant, I hope I didn't demote him there. Brian does a great job in contacting us. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah, no, they. I have two gals, and they do a marvelous job for me. So, anyway, appreciate it. Good talking to you guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Senator.
All right, Senator Curtis King joining us on KIT this morning.